From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. NPR News has learned that the Mine Safety and Health Administration is the target of a federal criminal investigation surrounding the explosion of the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia 3 weeks ago. The probe also targets Massey Energy, the owner of the mine. NPR's Howard Berkus reports from Beckley, West Virginia.
Sources familiar with the investigation say the FBI is looking into possible bribery of officials of the Mine Safety and Health Administration, the federal agency that inspects and regulates mining. The sources say FBI agents are also exploring potential criminal negligence on the part of Massey Energy, the owner of the Upper Big Branch mine. Massey has been cited repeatedly for violations of federal safety regulations, and unsubstantiated rumors have circulated for years that mine inspectors and other officials receive payoffs. The FBI declines comment and neither confirms nor denies that an investigation is ongoing. In a statement to NPR, Massey Energy says it is not aware of the allegations and is fully cooperating with any investigations taking place. The Mine Safety and Health Administration has yet to respond to a request for comment. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.
The Obama administration says it will not authorize new oil drilling until it finds out what caused a rig explosion off the Louisiana coast last week that led to one of the country's worst oil spills. But today, President Obama defended his support of restricted offshore drilling.
Let me be clear. I continue to believe that domestic oil production is an important part of our overall strategy for energy security. But I've always said it must be done responsibly for the safety of our workers and our environment.
President Obama also spoke today about the latest news on consumer spending, which rose last quarter by the fastest pace in 3 years at 3.2%. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC, says economic recovery is not at full speed, but is making good progress.
I still refer to it as a half-speed recovery. There's still a lot of speed bumps on this road to economic recovery that are slowing it down, but I think it is a sustainable recovery, and we're off to a good start in the first quarter of this year.
Speaking of PNC, the government is pulling in more than $320 million from the sale of warrants of PNC, instruments that allow the holder to buy future stock at a fixed price. Today, the Treasury Department said warrants sold at auction for just over $19 each. PNC was among the many companies propped up by billions in taxpayer dollars. A financial rescue plan for Greece may be finalized by Sunday. European negotiators are in Athens putting the final touches on a multi-billion dollar bailout aimed at keeping Greece's debt crisis from getting worse and affecting other countries. Despite today's development, investors are still wary. At last check, Dow was down 12 points. This is NPR. Iraq's prime minister says calls for international involvement in forming the new government would undermine Iraq's sovereignty and independence. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki rejected his rival's call for a caretaker government, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
As Iraq's post-election morass nears the two-month mark, Maliki issued dark warnings of plots to steal the election through international oversight. The man who narrowly beat out Maliki in the March 7th parliamentary balloting, former Prime Minister Ayed Alawi, claims just the opposite, that Maliki and his backers are attempting to thwart the will of the voters through selective ballot recounting and legal maneuvers. Maliki's latest comments came hours after his foreign minister, Hoshyar Zebari, also called for international intervention through the UN to help Iraq sort out the new government. The mixed messages have raised concern that the ongoing stalemate would give rise to more violence like the attacks that have plagued the country in recent weeks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
Somalis accused of pirate attacks on two U.S. Navy ships off the coast of Africa are being arraigned today in Virginia. Nine defendants are due to respond to the charges this afternoon. One pleaded not guilty yesterday. Another is scheduled to plead next week. If convicted, the Somali nationals face life in prison. Protest leaders in Thailand are trying to do damage control after redshirt activists raided a main hospital in Bangkok today. Scores of people barged into the facility saying they were looking for security personnel. After finding none, the redshirt activists withdrew and apologized. The protesters have been camped out in the capital for weeks demanding the prime minister dissolve parliament. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.